I want to look at the prodigal son story. It's so well known, we may be tempted to think we know it all. Let's see. You can read it in Luke 15 from verse 11. Some parents are very strict with their children, not letting them have any free rein. They insist they must obey the rules. Well, that may be okay when you're a child, but as you grow up, you need to learn to make good decisions for yourself. But fearful parents might say, you've got a lot to learn before you're ready to spread your wings. My father loved me, but he thought the best way he could show it was to protect me from making any mistakes. They were something to be avoided, not anything you could learn from. And me being blind, he didn't want me to take any risks. He wanted to keep me safe. But in reality, this made me feel very restricted, and I became more and more afraid of stepping out for fear of doing the wrong thing. But the father in the prodigal story was very different. I'm sure he tried to impart wisdom to the boys as they grew up, but he understood that letting them go and allowing them to make real choices was essential. Choice is something that authentic love always gives. It makes that parent very vulnerable. They can't control the outcome, but this father honoured their free will. He did what the youngest asked for and divided his property between both of them. Interestingly, the older son lived as if he had nothing. He had no idea what he really had. So when his younger brother came back, he was intensely jealous and announced with gritted teeth that he would not be coming into any party and complained bitterly that he had slaved for his dad all these years and had never even been given so much as a young goat to celebrate with his friends. But oh, how wrong he was. His father's profound response to his son sheds true light on the true situation. My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But he acted and lived like a pauper, as if he were an orphan or a mere servant. He never took up what was rightfully his. Do we do that? On the other hand, the younger son longed to take hold of life and everything it could offer. He felt he was missing out on something great, and he had the taste for adventure in his bones. He wasn't going to wait around and let all that pass him by, so he went off and tried everything. At first, all was sweet. Parties, women, friends as long as he spent money on them. But when it ran out, the friends disappeared, and then a famine engulfed the land, and he was overwhelmed by a despair and hunger that went far deeper than his stomach. His heart was aching for meaning and belonging. He felt very lonely. He needed food that would satisfy the emptiness of his barren soul. He decided to go back to his father. But what kind of a welcome would he get? Broken and knowing he deserved nothing but a very cool reception and at best a servant's position, he rehearsed his speech. But his father had never given up on him. Waiting, longing and looking, when the son was still a long way off, his father abandoned customary behaviour and ran to him, flinging his arms around him in the warmest welcome he could possibly give, paying no heed to apologies and promises of change, but in a heartfelt embrace, welcomed him back as an honoured son, a member of the family, to experience a wonderful homecoming and a feast richly prepared with no looking back. His father took away his shame in an instant. Now to us it may seem almost too quick. His son was restored fully, even being given a ring, which denoted a position of trust and authority. The lesson here is that when God forgives, he does it fully, with no strings attached. He never half forgives. The Bible says that when we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and make us clean from every wrong. Is he really just? Don't we deserve some punishment? But Jesus took all the blame for everything we ever thought, said, or did that was wrong on his shoulders. He took the guilty verdict for us, taking our sentence and punishment on himself, so we would not be condemned. The greatest love that anyone can have is that a man lays down his life for his friend, so that the person who is saved can experience a new beginning. There was a priest in the COVID-19 pandemic who had been given a respirator, but he saw there was a younger man who did not have one, and this elderly priest gave him his. He died so the younger man might live. Jesus gave his life so that you and I could be fully forgiven and come close to God our Father again. Let's pray. Lord, we are amazed at how you love us, how you rescued us from the judgment that we so deserved. Help us to live in thankfulness, never forgetting what you've done, so we can be free to experience your constant embrace and the riches of your full acceptance. Amen.
Thank you. sand.